Some of the topics we learned about include a continuation of the halacha of akosiv nechasav lebanav v'chasav leishtei karka kolshu of the ksubasa. If a dying person assigned all his assets to his sons, and they also assigned a small parcel of land to his wife, she cannot collect her ksuba from the son's inheritance, because her silence indicates that for receiving a gift of land she was meichel, she relinquished her rights to all the assets that her husband currently owns. Otherwise, she should have objected. The two exclusions to this halacha: the peiri, he assigned to his wife only the fruits of a palm tree, or shayir chadikla, he left over one palm tree for himself. In these cases, loy of the ksubasa, she can collect her ksuba from the son's inheritance. The halacha of shchiv merash kasav kol nechasav la'acher: if a dying person assigned all his assets to someone without specifying whether it was an inheritance or a gift, it depends. If the person was an eligible heir, the assets are considered an inheritance, like the opinion of Rabbi Yechon ben Bereika, that a person can assign all his assets to the heir of his choice. And if the person was not an heir, the assets are considered a gift. And the possible distinction in whether it is considered a Yerusha or Matana. The Mishnah's halacha of akosiv es nechasav la'acher v'niach es banav, ma'asha asa asri, ela ein ruach hachamim noichemeno. If a person assigned all his assets to a stranger and left nothing for his sons, the matana is effective. However, the Chacham are not pleased with him because, as the Rashbam explains, to kom ma'akar nachla deiraisa, he circumvented the Torah's rules of inheritance. The machlik is regarding im lohayu banav noigim kishura, if his sons did not act appropriately, is his act praiseworthy or not?